talk about on Radio Kerry with Deirdre Walsh.
Hello there, good afternoon and welcome to Wednesday on the Talk About programme. I'm Deirdre Walsh with you here on Radio Kerry until 3 o'clock. Hope I find you all well. Now, many people in public life have brought up the issue of drugs and drug abuse. But what I was very interested to explore more about was Councillor Norman Moriarty had a motion before yesterday's Kerry County Council meeting. Monday's Kerry County Council meeting. And she noticed in her motion and asked for action on it that there is a growing social acceptance around drug use in our communities now. And I thought this was interesting, so I've invited Norma to join us on the programme to talk more about this. Norma, you're welcome.
Thank you, Deirdre. Thanks for having me on, and hello to all of your listeners as well.
What prompted you to bring this up and put it on the agenda for Monday's meeting?
Well, it's I'm part of, I suppose, three bodies where a motion like this would have a relevant avenue for discussion. Obviously the council. I'm also involved in the HSE forum, and I'm a member of the JPC, the Joint Policing Committee. So during the summer, I was just, you know, going about my business as people do, and you know, we're local representatives there, therefore we're close to the local communities. We know what's happening on the ground, and what I was aware of the, if you like, the use of Class A drugs in our communities for the last number of years, and quite frankly, I was shocked by what I learned. I had my eyes opened for me, but what I've noticed over the last year and a half, 2 years, is that it is becoming so acceptable and so normalised in social circles, and I find that terrifying. I've seen people participate in drugs at social occasions, at weddings. I'm aware of it in terms of public toilets in both hotels and restaurants and pubs. Anecdotally, I've heard it from my own peers. They've encountered people. And by the way, there's no, you know, this is not a young person's issue. And I want to make that clear. You know, quite often when we talk about, you know, alcohol misuse or drug misuse or antisocial behaviour, young people are the ones that are the main focus of it. It is not, I clearly would be very concerned about catching people in time, but this is widespread right throughout all of the age profiles, all of the professional classes, all of the, you know, every walk of life. And so, that proliferation. And I actually find it, I really find it quite terrifying that sense of acceptance and a resignation to its existence and to its widespread nature is taking root. And I think we can do more by having discussions around this, by you know, number one, finding out, why are people doing that? Why are they engaging in dangerous behaviours? What is it about it that is attracting them to in inverted commas, recreational use of Class A drugs?
Yeah, can I just tease this out a little further, Norma? When you say that it's becoming more socially acceptable, and you mentioned their weddings and the bathroom in hotels and places like that, are you talking about here in Kerry?
Every corner of Kerry. And I'm please believe me, I'm not trying to cast aspersions on any community. I think this is on all of our shoulders.
And you mentioned Class A drugs there. So are you talking about cocaine? Are you talking about cannabis? I'm not sure what the classifications are, but you obviously know yourself.
Well, I'm no expert, I can assure you, but yes, I am talking about cocaine. You know, in fairness to the Gardaí, I suppose, if you like, what prompted the specific motion, I was in contact with Chief Super Flora Murphy during the course of the summer. We were discussing other issues around police numbers and all the rest of it, and I was complimenting him on some of the work that they carried out in terms of undercover operations. But I was also lamenting the fact that young people, in this instance, were facing a ruined life because of what is going to be a conviction on their record in relation to the sale and distribution of banned substances. And I would know of the families, and I would have great respect and time for the families, and I know in my heart and soul that would not have been the road that they would have wanted that person to go down. And I just think there's, like, we've seen high profile cases, people that we'd have been aware of in the media, and we'd know that there's a sadness around the families where people are engaging in this behaviour. But I just, and like I drew the connection then with the RSA and a targeted focused campaign around, you know, dangerous driving, and that we as a nation decided we're not going to accept this carnage on the roads.
Okay.
And there was a success as a result of that. But I think, like, one of the things now, you know, when you talk about something being accepted, I was in a waiting room, you know, again a number of months ago, and don't ask me what the name of the soap opera was, but there was some soap opera on television, and one of the characters was basically had been admitted to hospital having had a bad experience with drugs, but was arguing with family members about, you know, saying, well, no, this is what I do and I'm going to go back doing it. So if that kind of discussion is being had, and there was a belligerence about it, and I said, no, this is my choice and I'm going to do this. Do you know what I'm saying? If it's entering into to you know, soap opera land and the normal discourse and back and forth, there's an influencing factor around that. And if I believe that we have a responsibility to influence in a different direction by having discussions and conversations and trying to get to the root of, why would somebody make that choice?
Okay, well, can I just ask you as well? I mean, you mentioned there about weddings. I mean, are people going into the bathroom at weddings to do a line of cocaine? Have you heard of that type of thing happening?
Not only have I heard of it, I've seen it.
Here in Kerry?
Yes.
Yeah. So, I mean, I don't want to criticise the Gardaí, because I'm sure, like every other sector, public sector, they're dealing with scarce resources. But no, what I was going to ask you, Norma, is, but is it that obviously no matter what the Gardaí do, this problem is just has gotten too big?
You see, there's a justice element to this, and this is not about going down a punitive route, okay? You know, one of my colleagues in Council, Jim Flukin, is pursuing a programme through the ETB. You know, he basically wants to put something in place that would help people who've gone through rehabilitation, and that we might be able to catch them when they come out in terms of retraining, and there's a window of opportunity where you can help people back into a more meaningful, you know, role in life and all the rest of it. And I'd laud that 100%. What I'm referring to, though, is the general population that we have to properly engage with people and say, because I my own thought when I keep saying about, you know, why are people doing this, we've become very image conscious. Okay, when I say we, I'm talking about society, and you know, I'm not particularly image conscious myself personally, but, and I believe me, I'm not trivializing anything here today, but we've become as a society terribly image conscious. There's the, you know, Instagram posts and what appears on social media, and these perfect images and perfect bodies and all of that, you know, and I've been told that people are opting for, when they go out, to go away from alcohol because it's high in calorie content and it's, you know, from a fitness point of view and an appearance point of view, it can be more difficult to get rid of the impact. And they choose then to avail of cocaine as a substitute. Now, that's terrifying. And, you know, can we discuss that? Can we talk to people about that? Can we say, please don't, you know, and it's not a case of just saying no, because obviously there's far more deeper discussions and debates that are required here. But ignoring it isn't the answer. And I feel, to a degree, we're ignoring that national conversation that needs to be had. 100% we need to plough resources in, and my motion specified I am in no way undermining or underselling the great work being done by the local drug and alcohol task forces. They're doing terrific work. I welcome the announcement recently by Minister Fein in terms of, is it a 1.5 million budget on an education programme? Most welcome. But I'm talking about national conversations, because I think we should operate under the assumption that this is absolutely everywhere, because it is. And none of us is immune to it. And we need to start talking about the whys.
Do you mind if I ask you a question? This might be a strange question, but I was in company recently with a group of people my own age, and we were all talking about drugs. And none of us, now granted we're all in our early 50s, but none of us had ever been offered drugs. Have you ever been offered drugs?
No, personally, no. Oh, sorry, I should correct that. Yes, in college years ago, and it would have been cannabis. I would have been offered that, and you know, the college, you know, yes, that, and that would be my own expectation, is that would be the only place it would have been available to us, or offered to us, or part of our, you know, the social scene or whatever at the time. But Class A drugs, no, I've never been offered those. But
I just wonder though. are there people in our communities who are deliberately targeting, we'll say, I know it's not just young people, and you've made that clear, but are they targeting young vulnerable people and you know, getting them, setting them down that road by offering them drugs? I wonder, is that happening? Is that where it all goes back to?
I would say that yes, and again, you know, some of the people that I feel so sad about, who are now going to be in the justice system because of I've no doubt being waylaid and being used by people, and that they will be targeted not only to be consumers but also to be you know, carriers, if you like. So I would agree with what you're suggesting there. I do think that is happening. Like, there's no doubt, Class A drugs, when you purchase it or when you're involved in it, for whatever reason you opt to engage in that,
okay,
you should be aware of the fact that you're funding criminality, because you are funding criminality.
Exactly. I'm very much fixated on what you're saying in terms of the growing social acceptance, and your idea that we have a campaign similar to the road accident campaign, which, you know, those really hard-hitting ads that usually are around a lot at Christmas. I haven't seen them lately, but they're really graphic and horrible. Are you saying that maybe what we need is some pretty hard-hitting, maybe even graphic images of what drugs do to the body, that type of a media campaign be launched across all types of media, social media as well? Is that what you think might work?
I would welcome that, but not only that. One of the most effective things I find, I'm like my colleagues, I'm on the road an awful lot. I travel an awful lot. Those signs that say number of deaths in 2021 as opposed to 2022, that simple sign is extraordinarily impactful.
Okay? It is, yes.
It really is. There's nothing graphic about it. It's very plain, but it hits you in the eyes. It 100% hits you in the eyes. And there are people who have lost their lives and who continue to lose their lives to drugs and indeed to alcohol misuse. And why don't we focus on that? Now, you have lives that are ruined in other ways, and it's very difficult to get them back and to get back on the right track. But of course, every effort should be made to do so. And please believe, I'm not going down the road of let's punish and be judgmental. I'm not interested in punishment or judgment. I'm interested in prevention. And I really do think that we need to be talking to each other. And indeed, if we see our friends or our neighbours or whoever, our colleagues, you know, engaging in this, that we actually are you know, honourable enough to say, why don't, you know, and I know it's not that simple, but can we have the uncomfortable conversations?
Yeah.
You're
hitting the nail on the head there, definitely, because I think, you know, there is, and I've heard of this, there is an almost a blasé attitude to, we'll say, middle-class professional people snorting cocaine. And, you know, it would take a lot of guts for anyone else to kind of put it up to them and say, why on earth are you sticking that stuff up your nose? You know, what are you doing to yourself, man or woman? You know, a very difficult conversation to have, though.
And the other side of it is, they have no idea of exactly what they're putting up their nose.
You have no idea
what is in that. Apart from, you know, there, no doubt there's an element of cocaine, but God only knows what else is in it. And even from quite appalled at even from the sanitary point of view, where people go to engage in this and what they do, it's a bit of self-respect, you know, around that as well. I think there's a sadness around it. I think it's depressing. It's all of those things, but we cannot ignore it.
That's
and we have
sure.
to start having those conversations.
That's for sure. We better leave it there, Norma. It's a very interesting topic. Well done for bringing it up and putting it out on the table for discussion. And hopefully there will be some reaction to it. For now, though, we let you go. And thank you so much for joining us this afternoon.
Thank you, Deirdre. I appreciate it. Thank you.
That is Councillor Norma Moriarty there, a Kerry County councillor. She says there's a growing social acceptance around drug use. And, you know, the aspect of this I'm really interested in, well, I'm interested in the whole subject, but that whole idea of, are the rest of us somehow complicit in a way if we don't tackle people we know in our own social circle, perhaps friends, colleagues, relations, whatever, who openly do engage with Class A drugs? Are we sort of part of the problem if we don't try to talk them out of it, as it were? Easier said than done, I know. maybe some of you out there have thoughts on this or indeed on the wider issues that Norma raised. She says abuse of Class A drugs is everywhere. She's seen it at weddings and in bathrooms and pubs and hotels, and it's she's talking about here in Kerry. She's not talking about, you know, inner city Dublin or anything like that. It's everywhere.